The Dose of Fat, show number 134, for Friday, April 5th, 2018.
Welcome to the Dose of Fat podcast, where racing and beer peacefully coexist with fun. Here are the hosts of the Dose that'll blow your mind. Leia and Gomez.
Hi, it's good to be back and fat.
Hola, amigos. We are the kids your mother warned you about.
Today's show is brought to you by Rum Chata.
More bike shop employees drink Rum Chata con la vida loca.
Learn more about liquor that tastes like delicious Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal milk at rumchata.com.
And now Spinner will share what's on the show we affectionately refer to as 134 in three-quarter time. And a one, and a two.
We start the show with our extra special guests, mountain bike power couple, Mr. and Mrs. Stelgis. Leigh and I entered the court-ordered arbitration regarding the results of the Ice Queen versus Viking Fat Bike Berkey Race McThinger. Then we'll go to the Fat Bike Radio News Desk, where we talk about a new event is not so cleverly called the Clunker Ride. And finally, we'll talk with Sam Squatch about how he feels sharing the winter woods with fat bikers.
And now this.
April Fools!
Let's take a break, and when we come back, it's the Neff family singing their new single, Fat Bike Podium Blues.
You're about to get chicked by the Ice Queen on Fat Bike Radio Network.
Fedaptor is a universal fat bike fork mount that attaches your bike's fork to your existing car's bike rack. The Fedaptor handles quick-release skewers or through axles with ease. Click the link in the show notes or visit fedaptor.com today.
We're back. Who's going to introduce Corey and Heather?
Please welcome to the studio Madison, Wisconsin's fat bike power couple, Heather and Corey Stelgis. Woo!
Yeah!
Hey guys, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good.
Good. Glad to be here.
Are you nervous?
Maybe a little, but I think the Lagunitas is doing its trick.
Is it better or worse than that feeling at the start of a race? Sitting in gate one.
It's a little better. It's a little
easier?
Yeah.
I'm never in gate one, so this is pretty comfortable. Plus, when I come to a race line, I feel pretty prepared for it. This, not so much, so yep. Maybe a little bit more nerves for me.
All right. Well, we'll take care of that. We got a bunch of these. We got a cooler full of beer over there, and we'll roll through it.
Yeah, we'll get you in there. So tell us a little bit about you two and your racing in the winter.
Fat bike racing, yes. Specifically.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, this is a fat bike show.
Okay.
Dose of fat.
Just, we will start of winter 2017.
When did
December.
That start? I thought it did. We have
March,
snow?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Heather kind of started off with a bang without me. I was sidelined at the start of the season with a little knee injury, some inflammation in one of my knees. It resolved itself, but Heather got going here in Madison with one of the Big G's Fat Bike Series races. We knew she was off to a really good start when she beat one of her longtime rivals in the very first race out at
Pleasant View?
Yeah. Yep.
Not Pleasant View.
Where was it?
First Pheasant of all, Branch. not a rival, because Ann Mayer is an outstanding cyclist, and I am nary even close to her. But it was
okay. There's no modesty allowed on this show.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she's super.
You know, we're in a race segment.
Yes.
Brag it or shut it down.
No. Yeah.
Okay. No. Sorry, I'm not used to this.
We don't have video, but the rumor is Heather won like a 400 meter sprint that was just dead heat side by side the whole way.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a sprint. It was probably the first and maybe the last time I'll ever have a sprint finish, but yes.
It was stuff of legend.
And there was no snow on the ground, so it was just.
When was that race? Is that like November?
Was it December?
Okay.
I think.
The Big Cheese was the one we had Jackie in on.
Right, yes. But yeah, I remember there wasn't a lot of snow yet.
No, there was literally no
there's
snow.
Supposed to be
we were
like
talking
a
like,
race
it was a 10 PSI race,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was just hard rolling stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then, so you got juiced up from that, right?
I was
like, wow, this feels good.
I was sort of like, well, I guess I'm decently fit, maybe. I don't know. But there's no snow on the ground. And I think that's the thing with fat biking. Like, your fitness is part of it, but half the battle is just like, what's on the ground? What kind of snow is it? So
absolutely.
I was just like, well, it is what it is. It was exciting. It was fun. It's, you know, it's always fun to ride with fast women, Leia, you know, a thing or two about that. And so, yeah, anyways, that was mostly what I did this winter was the fat bike race, or the Big Cheese fat bike race series with Jackie Herring.
There's four, right? Did you make all four?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only defeated once, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
By somebody sitting in this room.
Who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, but you were all secret racer. I didn't even know you were in it until we were, you know, at the end. And you missed the podium for that one.
I did. I was cooling down. I was.
People miss the podium from time to time. Yeah, we'll talk about that
later. I'm missing the podium.
Yeah.
Let her know. Two for two in this room right now.
I have the best excuse for missing a podium of anyone here at Nationals because I was watching Heather race and win a national title.
Yeah, she won the national championship.
Did you get handsomely rewarded for that? For that fandom?
Negative.
No. What's the matter with you?
Since you can't hear this
icy cold stare.
Yeah, my eyebrows are furrowed.
Oh, from Heather.
I was very,
never mind.
It was very sweet that he was out there cheering. Although I actually did hear the podium announced during the race, and then I saw him shortly after that, and I thought, I think Corey might have just missed the podium.
What place did you get at Fast Bike Nationals, Corey?
Third place.
You got third. Yeah. Man, we got to get you back on that top spot. Second at Berkey. What's your next race?
Next race is a good question, but it's likely going to be Mountain Bike Marathon National Championships in Arkansas.
Oh, nice. You're going to win that one then.
We'll see.
3-2-1.
Mm-hmm. Building up.
So how many podiums between the two of you this past winter? So three? No. Oh,
man.
Four?
I don't know. I think I won, I'm trying to remember, four fat bike races this year. And then I got
hate
second.
That when you win so much, you can't remember how many times you're on the podium.
And then I got second at Berkey. So, and third at Nationals. So, yeah, I'm not sure. It was maybe five or six. And Heather probably had at least that many.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think so.
We'll call it a baker's dozen.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Here, baker's dozen.
Fat bike Berkey. You got to tell me how that went down with you and this guy.
Yeah.
I want to hear about this race because I'm looking at the times and I see a 1 second differential. So I'm looking at a sprint finish, but I'm wondering what happens throughout the race.
Right.
To get to that point.
Yeah. It's okay you guys didn't read the notes because there's a lot of stuff before that, but let's jump right in.
We'll get to all of it.
Okay.
We've got plenty of time. I'll try to keep this somewhat abbreviated, but the long and short of it is Chris, the guy who won, really decided to make it an honest race right from the start. Very little tactics, I guess, compared to Fat Berkey's of the past. And I would say by 10K into the race, he had pretty much ridden everyone off his wheel except for me. And then the two of us rode the rest of the way together. We had about a 2 minute gap by the turnaround, and we shared some of the workload, but
that's ballsy coming off the front like that in such a long race to just say.
Right. I didn't know who Chris was at the time. I really hadn't been on the scene this winter, and he had won a lot of other big races, but I kind of thought he was like a road pro from out of town or something, and I just was thinking to myself, okay, I mean, he's just going to proceed to ride me off his wheel as this race progresses, and I just need to hang on long enough so that I can stay ahead of third by the time I get dropped. But I was able to hang on all the way to the end. It seemed like then Chris, finally was coming back to earth a little bit the last 10K or so, and I tried a couple attacks, right at the end to try to get some separation.
Like at the 5K or the power lines?
Power lines.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of on the...
A little bit after the 5K.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's the biggest of the three hill in the power line section is probably the middle one. Yeah. And just kind of got on his wheel, and as soon as I felt him slow towards the top of the climb, I attacked as hard as I could. You know, maybe just pried open a few second gap, but he quickly closed it on the next downhill or flat section into the finish. And then it was just kind of a little bit cat and mouse into the end, although it wasn't really that tactical. I mean, he was content to do, you know, the entire lead out into the sprint, and I tried to jump and come around him, but he just, you know, kind of accelerated. I just could never get in front of him. So I just stayed pretty much in his draft the whole way, right to the end.
So this wasn't like a gentleman's agreement here. This was a...
No,
this
gentleman's agreement.
A powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah. You know, to make a gentleman's agreement, you have to have some capital to offer. And I had no capital to offer. I was like, hey, please don't drop me.
Did you guys talk back and forth at all? Were you working together and passing and doing anything like that?
Yeah, a little bit. There's always a little bit of chatter going on, but not too much. He was asking for help, kind of, first half of the race, I would say, trying to convince myself and a few other people, you know, to just keep the pace hot. But there wasn't a lot people could do. It was just so hard right from the start that, you know, not a lot of people could share in the workload.
You say the 00 turnaround. So is that actually that's a little past halfway? Is that what you guys said, a 2 minute lead?
Quite two.
Not quite.
Not quite halfway.
Okay. And you guys had a 2 minute lead at that point. It was just you two.
That's what I was told. Yeah, that's what someone told us at the turnaround, that it was 2 minutes.
Which is extraordinary because, you know, there was a 6-man sprint finish for third, and so they must have had this big pack working together, and just the two of you were able to hold a 2 minute gap with just the two of you.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
At the halfway, which,
yeah, I know.
That's incredible.
It's surprising. I was telling Chris that, you know, we better keep riding hard. Like, you know,
they're coming.
They're coming. And he was saying, no, they're gone. I said, yeah,
it's a train.
They may be gone,
you know,
but they're going to come
we
back.
Were up against.
Oh yeah, I knew what I was up against. I've been on those trails and thought I, you know, was safe out in the lead before, only to be ridden down just, you know, meters from the end.
Yeah.
And I know what can happen. So there's no time for discussion and hesitation. Once you get off the front, it's you have to be fully committed all the way to the end.
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes,
I mean, that's huge. The Fat Bike Berkey, first, second, third, doesn't matter. I mean, all the best guys in the Midwest are there. And where was this Chris guy
bigger
from?
Than the Midwest. Bigger than the Midwest, actually, as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe it's biggest fat bike race in the world, if not just the United States.
Well, we talked about this last time a little bit, so
it's
not
the true national championship.
Yeah, it's not the national champion. It's not the if you registered for USA Cycling national champion. So this is the really probably the biggest race with the best people from everywhere.
It has the most prestige.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what's the best race of the series that you've done so far?
Or the best series? I mean, so we talked about the cheese.
So we don't race a ton. You know, so really the only series I've done has been the Big Cheese series, which I actually think worked out really well for training purposes and just prep for everything. Jackie did a great job of always including a ton of hills in the courses. And though I cursed her when I was in the middle of the races, I think that really paid dividends for Fat Bike Berkey, and also for Fat Bike Nats, because it ended up being loops, and that's how we did it for Big Cheese. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, it's low key, it's fun, it's local, and for us,
it's local.
That's so nice.
You show up in the morning and you're home.
Yeah,
night.
Literally, yeah. I biked to a, you know.
You
half
rode your
races.
Bike to the race?
Yeah, half of them, not all, you know, not all of them.
So you used a couple races to train. And I mean, the goal was the Berkey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else do you guys do to train for a race like that? What are some tips
that you can
give the rest of us all?
So I assume you're not just fat bikers and only fat, well, I know you're not, but for our listeners at home.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? It makes you so fast.
Ride bikes. you ride your bike?
I would say there's a lot of factors discussed about, you know, what makes a person fast in a fat bike race, and there's certainly a lot to the equipment and the preparation and the tires and everything else. But at the end of the day, it's pretty much it's a competition of fitness, of endurance fitness, and the bulk of ability isn't built just in weeks or months, but it's years. And it's not something you do this week or last week. But Heather and I, both coming from a running background, we've been building our base of endurance for decades now.
What do you call it, the mitochondria?
Yes.
You've been building cells?
Yes. You build a big aerobic system.
Big word. What is that?
It's a
big
powerhouse.
That's a powerhouse.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
And I was just for someone listening at home, I was in the bike shop this weekend, and I live in Platteville, so, and I was in the Platteville bike shop, and they were talking about you that you didn't even bike when you were in college. You're a runner. So you're then same thing. Both of you were just runners. And then after running gets boring and it's hard and like bikes are a lot more fun. What was the transition there?
So my transition was somewhat forced in that I had been pursuing a running career here in Madison after graduating from Platteville. I was living and training with a group of marathon runners here. And, in November 2007, I qualified for the USA Olympic Trials in the marathon and competed in that out in New York City.
Holy shit.
And then the next spring in 2008, I was back here in Madison training for a spring marathon, and I ended up partially tearing my Achilles tendon.
Oh.
So it was something that had been bothering me in the lead up to the Olympic Trials, but there's just a few events that no matter if something's hurting you or not, I mean, you're going to do it. And so no matter what, come hell or high water, I was going to run the trials. And I did. And then I just kind of thought I would keep it rolling, and it was something manageable to roll into a good spring marathon. And, I ended up kind of limping home one 40-degree cold, rainy April day. And went into the doctor, and they said, well, you know, you're probably not going to be doing any serious running for the next year. So I said, okay, well, what else am I going to do? And I've had a few friends from the running community that had also raced mountain bike, and they had, you know, they'd been after me for a while to come mountain biking with them. So I said, hey, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to grab a mountain bike and
stay fit.
Stay fit for the next year. And, I never did another running race.
Oh, really? Yep. It's so much fun. You're just put that behind me.
That, and I put some stipulations on myself that after a year, I had to have a pro license or I was going to go back to running.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so I just,
1 year?
Just made that.
Just and, a year.
Yep,
that's a lot of days.
Year.
That's 365
did
you?
Years.
Yep.
You did. At
In
worst
one
cup.
Year, you got your pro license.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One
and you,
full year.
So you were a runner as well?
Year. I was just a runner. Like, I did run at UW Eau Claire. Corey's running career was much more. It was much better than I. He's much faster than I ever was. So I was just, I was on the team. I had a good time. Took it seriously. But yeah, that's how we met.
Okay.
Was through running. And his sister, Megan, introduced us. And I had mountain biked a little bit with my brothers. But nothing serious. And
so you're the one who introduced him to mountain biking.
I mean, I like to think so. That's my recollection, Leah.
Are you from
is
Eau Claire?
It's me. I'm from the Eau Claire area.
From the Eau Claire
from a very
area.
Tall,
we both are.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Corey and I actually ran in the same conference together in high school. So that's, we go
We're
back.
About a 9 mile and what's the underdown? Is that still? It's full of bugs. I don't know.
Do you get so it? How many years have you guys been racing bikes then now?
Nine, I would say, essentially since we've been.
I believe 2009 like, was the first mountain bikes race year.
Probably a year after we got married.
So I've read in the training Bible that it takes 10 years to become excellent at any sport that you do.
Yeah.
So every year you're going to continue to improve. if you're training and if you're learning it to become like extremely proficient. Would you agree with that? Have you continued to get better and better every single year?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. I keep thinking, I mean, this year I'm 37 now, and I think that I kind of wonder, you know, how long I'm going to be able to keep improving. But, you know, I just listen to my body, and yeah, every year I seem to get a little bit faster and ride a little bit harder and do a few more watts. And I don't know how long it's going to go, but definitely I still seem to be on the upswing.
Well, that guy that took you in the Fat Bike Berkey is in his 40s,
yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so the woman that won the women's field was 47.
That's okay. Amazing.
That's
yeah.
Amazing. And I'm newer to the sport as well. And I look at these and they say, okay, well, it's going to take years and years to build the mitochondria, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting older. I'm almost 40. So when is my age going to offset the improvement? Like, have I hit my peak at only 4 or 5 years? Is it worth the effort? And then you get smashed by a woman who's 47 years old. And in one regard, you're like, dude, I just got killed by a woman at 47. And then on the other end, it's super inspiring
right.
Because, you know, they say it's 10 years and doesn't matter what age you start.
Cycling
has. You keep
has,
going, you're yeah. going to continue to get faster for 10 years.
Some people just shut up and pedal.
Cyclists have an unusually long
lifespan. Some of us
finish
the race.
Lifespan. Yeah.
I finished, but continue.
No, I think that endurance athletes are athletes in any sport. Cyclists have some of the longest competitive careers of any sport, which is great news for all of us. Because no matter how old you are, you know, there's really not a reason why you don't think you can improve.
Well, it's not destroying our kneecaps.
Yeah, it's right. Low impact.
I mean, all of us quit sports because of our knees going out, our yeah. Achilles yeah. or something yeah. like that, and we use spinning as rehab.
Yep.
And yeah. the next thing you know.
That's good work. It's a good workout, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, yep. yeah, like low impact. My brother actually broke his spine, and he was recommended to actually be cycling because it is a lot of, yeah, low impact. And you know, you see, we talked about Ned Overeem when he won the Berkey at 60 years.
That's right.
No yeah. kidding.
Yeah. That was Corey's first
no
Berkey.
Kidding.
I had a hard time explaining that to my parents. It was like, well, so the guy who beat me today, yeah, not only did I not win, but he's also 60.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
And he lives in Southern California.
You're right. Yeah.
Like,
I just.
Jerk.
I don't know.
Well, Heather, our first year at the Berkey 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think the woman who – she either got second – no, she got third was 57.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at other mountain bike races, like even Schwamigan, there's – I've been beaten by –
Schwamigan 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular fat tire.
Mm-hmm.
Not fat.
Yeah.
It gives us hope.
2-inch fat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a 51-year-old. I mean, there's always a woman just killing it at that age and, you know – Yeah, so no, I think it's definitely worth it, Leah.
So you had a goal to do well at the Berkey.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about your race?
Well, you know.
Start from the line.
Well, you know.
Are you in gate two?
I was in gate two.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. Sorry. saw Leah's main man, Mr. Rollins, before, and I was like. What do you think? It's a great day out here.
Yeah, he was in gate too.
Yeah.
Sucker.
And I was like, your woman up there? And he's like, yeah. You know, and it was just a beautiful day. And quite honestly, that's just something that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter my fitness or what my goals are. Like, that's one of the things I sort of look at is like this, whatever day you have in front of you is the day you have. And you got to make the most of it. And so when a day is exceptionally beautiful and a course is perfectly groomed, you just can't think that it's not going to go well, right? So I was just like, okay, well, this is it. And, you know, I saw some of the usual suspects either in my gate or in gate one, you know, like Leah and Megan Barr and a few other gals. And so I was like, okay, just keep them in your sights, Heather. Like, don't. The running background, I don't have a lot of fast twitch. So sort of like, you know, just keep them in your sights. And that's essentially what I did. And, you know, pre-writing the course on Friday, I was sort of like, all right, that last 5K downhill, I'm still not super great at letting it all hang out on downhills and snow, just because you never know what the conditions are going to be like, and I get a little twitchy about that. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to do my work in the front end. So that was kind of my race strategy, was you hammer as long as you can, and you hope to build up any sort of gap you can in front of whoever is behind you, because that last 5K is downhill, and you know that's not your strength. And so that was kind of my goal going into it. And, you know, I try to keep an eye on what's going around me. But really, it's just thinking about, like, what am I doing? Because that's all I can control at the end of the day, is, like, am I doing everything I can? You know, am I getting aero on the downhills? You know, am I making sure that I'm shifted when I climb up the next hill? You know, can I get on a train when I can?
Were you on a nice train?
No, Heather spends a lot of time in all of her races kind of in no man's land.
Oh,
yeah. And so...
Did you say pre-ride? So did you pre-ride the entire course?
God, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Did any
no.
of you? I don't know.
No, we didn't. But we ran into a couple husband and wife coming back during the pre-ride, and they were not from the area, and they had said that they had pre-ridden the whole course.
Whoops.
And they were just...
Good luck.
Did they know there was beer in the tent? You got free beer tickets? And
they were different animals than we were.
I think they were a little bit tired.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
They should have been in there with me.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and you know, I'm just doing what I can.
Were there any girls around you? Were you working with any girls?
No. So I got a glimpse of... ahead of me, like, I saw you a little bit, like, barely. I was like, is that Leia? I don't know. And you were, like, a ways off. But, like, you know, when you see something, you're like, okay, there's something I got to go for. Yeah, you're like, that's a ponytail.
You
can
smell
get
the
after
arrogance
it.
Just pouring yeah. off of her.
We should wear perfume.
What's that scent called?
Badassery. That's the scent. And then I could see Megan a few times. But the first person that really came into view was Amy Stewart.
Amy.
Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I'm going to forget her name.
Emily Nordahl.
Yeah, thank you. Boom. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Is.
She just crushed on some downhills. And I was like, oh, dang. She is just flying down, like fearless, just like animal style. But I would always catch her on the uphills. And I was sort of like, and then she made a break. And so then it was just me. And then I saw Amy, and I was sort of like, okay, like, this is great. I know Amy. We can talk about working together. And we did for a little bit. And then, essentially, I just kept on trucking. And
is it before 00? After 00?
I saw her before 00, and mm-hmm. then I think...
When did you get Megan?
Which, for the home listeners, that's halfway. Which
yeah.
Already, I guess we already said
right,
that.
About halfway. But... Mm-hmm. So I think I had sort of made a move on Amy by that point, because, and then it was sort of me in no man's land. And then, again, it was just me kind of hanging on to whoever dude I could catch up to or whatever dude passed me. And then I did see Megan probably with, like, I don't know, 15, 10 to go, 10K to go. And I was kind of just seeing how she... was handling things, you know, like, what's, is she a great climber? Is she a great descender? And sort of like figuring out like what I needed to do. She was killing me on the descents per the huge. And we came out and I had sort of made up my mind that there's one steep little climb in the last 5K. It's a kicker. And I was sort of like, well, that's where I'm going to make the move. Like, if I'm still here, like, that's where I'm going to just, because I kind of realized that I was climbing pretty well. But I actually caught her right at that last little aid station where it kind of dips down. I don't know where, like maybe 7K to go. And I just assumed she was behind me chasing the whole time. And that was kind of it. Like,
you just laid it down.
Yeah, I just came screaming down that little downhill, went it right up in the uphill, and then just pedaled home. And then just did everything I could to hold it, really. So I just assumed she was right there. And then I was also like, doesn't matter. You look at what's ahead of you and chase that down. So that was it. So I was shocked with third.
You killed it. You killed it.
I was sort of like, oh, Like top 10, like that's totally doable. Top 5 would be a really great day. And that's sort of what I thought. Like I was sort of like, there are some unbeatables in this race. Like Leia. And
I was comparing your story to her story. And
it was like the opposite, wasn't it?
Yeah, Leia.
So I came up to that 5K to finish, and I hit the damn wall so hard. And I must have had 18 dudes pass me that I had never even seen during the race. And I'm thinking, please don't have a ponytail. Because like, there's nothing I can do because I got nothing left.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
It was the worst ever. I couldn't move. I'm out of my saddle trying to get up all these little dinky hills. Like, really?
Yeah.
No, I was like, I could use one more hill.
Yeah?
Oh, God. That's what I thought.
I had the same feeling as Leia. Please don't get passed by a ponytail. I finished in a 2-hour range, but I was way back there. It was not a good single speed course, I can tell you that.
No, it's hard.
Single speed fat bike Berkey?
Single speed fat bike
Berkey. Wow. Yeah, you just gained a few pounds. You just gained a few accolades with me, sir.
Yes. No, don't give him that yet.
No, I will.
Because it was like 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk about the rest later.
So what ratio were you running?
I think I got a 36:16. So
solid.
Yeah, let's be honest, that was a road course. The conditions were great, and the way that it was groomed, it was a
perfection.
Highway.
Oh my God.
And it was not mountain biking at all, or really even fat biking at all.
And did you have to get off at all?
Oh
yeah. Yeah, that steep little kicker, you had to run up that bad boy.
I had to run up a lot of it. And the thing is, like when you're single speeding and you come down a hill, you get all your speed going down. Mm-hmm. And then there's, I'm just going to say, there's a lot of roadies out there. And they get up the hills and click, 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 click. And they get, to do the little climb stuff. And then, I have to get way off to the side. I jumped off once and I sunk into my knees because the snow was pretty deep up there and on the side. So. Don't take it as serious as you guys, obviously.
Now, Spinner, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm going to enlighten you that I have done Schwamigan Fat Tire Festival on the Schwamigan 40 on a single speed.
I hectate at the top of the Valhalla Condos.
Yeah, Heather's a killer single speeder.
Yeah.
She was top 10 overall on a single speed.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I was top 15 women.
She might have won the Berkey if she was on a single speed. So.
And...
I'll trade you. You can ride my bike next year. I'll ride yours. What do you have?
What bike do I have?
What'd you ride this year?
I rode a very lovely Rocky Mountain Suzy Q.
You don't even know what it's called?
No, I did. I was just I just was blanking. Dear Rocky Mountain, Suzy Q was fantastic. Sometimes I just have
Neff Cycle Service.
Brain
we love
farts.
You.
No, it was.
Can I ask a question really quick? Do you know what disc brakes are?
Yes.
She's ahead of you. Continue.
No, I couldn't remember the name. Like, that's just a brain fart. Suzy Q and Rocky Mountain. It was an outstanding
ride. So I can ride
at
Suzy Q next year. You can ride my single speed Pugsley.
And she would still kill you.
I don't doubt that.
We'll see. We don't
but there's
know.
Always a drinking competition that comes with this, which Leia can talk to you about how painful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she
I can't tell you
she
how painful
remember.
It is because I don't know.
She drank the pain away.
Don't know or can't remember.
I can't remember.
Sometimes it's the same.
Yeah. She was awake for a long time and she doesn't know. Same bike? What do you have? What are you riding?
Yeah, I have a Suzy Q as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Are they're...
They're beautiful and so nice.
Set up
and
the same?
Light.
Set up, is there anything different?
Corey's got some fancier components than I do.
A little bit. I have the full Eagle setup, and I have the...
On your fat bike?
Yep.
Yeah.
The full XX1 Eagle.
Okay.
SRAM Eagle 12-speed 1x setup. And
Everybody's going 1x.
Yeah. Well, hey, for good reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And Heather has the Shimano stock build on hers, which is still 1x. It's very similar, but and then also I have kind of the custom created cranks to fit the Suzy Q, so that bike's a little unique in that it uses the press fit equivalent of the 83 mil downhill bottom bracket, and it ships with the traditional aluminum crank arms like the race face, but you can swap the carbon arms on to get even a narrower Q. And so
is Q factor an issue for you?
It's not. Okay. I mean, I've never really had like an injury that I felt was attributed to the Q factor, but it definitely makes the transition from summer mountain bike to the fat bike a lot easier because you're really only going half the distance from a traditional mountain bike crank set to your fat bike versus, you know, the 100 mil bottom bracket. Okay. Spacing that's kind of the modern.
I didn't even know that was a thing until this season when people were talking about the Q factor and how much that matters. And
yeah, well, it's the unique feature of the Rocky Mountain CZQ.
Okay,
and it's a cool innovation, and with the one by drive trains, you know, without getting too technical or splitting hairs.
I have a one by drive train too, but there's just nothing in the back. So right, that's the same thing, right?
Right. One by one.
One by one, baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, that's the original one by.
Uh-huh.
And then we both had really nice head wheels on our bikes that were
those are key.
So fast. I train not with those wheels. And the first time Corey put on the head wheels, I was like, holy shit, I am so much faster.
You're flying.
I really, like, when I was riding my training wheels, I was like, oh, man, like, I am, this is rough. I am slow. Like, I thought I was in better shape than this. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then the first
train
time.
Train heavy.
Yeah, and then Corey puts on the head wheels, and I'm like, boom, out of here. And I was like, holy moly.
Gomez, make a note, we need to call Head for sponsorship if we don't have them already. Buy some ads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People don't believe that my fat bike's only 23 pounds.
I don't believe
it. All the wheels.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It is. Pretty much.
I mean,
if you have an aluminum or carbon fat bike, it's a one by a drivetrain, you have the head wheels. I mean, it's going to weigh under 26 pounds. You know, probably 25 is for sure without.
There's definitely some hills I PR'd on my fat bike over the mountain bike.
For sure.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. My PR at the Blue Mountain State Park Loop is on a fat bike.
No kidding.
Yeah, because all the rocks were buried under snow.
You K'd all of them, didn't you?
Yep.
Did you cheater!
No, I do have the KO on that loop, but it is in the summer, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't, there was too much snow, I couldn't ride overload, I couldn't make it on my fat bike, so okay. It wasn't groomed.
Well, we got three questions left here that we haven't asked yet. Nutrition, training, sex before the big race. So, where do we want to go?
What do you guys do for nutrition? Huh? Okay, so what?
Like during the race or all the time?
Well, during a race,
I assume,
like,
there's a preparation and how far out
prep.
Are you? Because Leia,
like, what's
and
the race
I,
prep to
I got to buy
to
Leia
get a
few. What was that? Vodka cranberries before the sweaty Yeti.
Oh man!
And you did so well.
That was great fuel.
Yeah, I don't think you had any of those before the Berkey. But is there any like pre-race nutrition that
we have? Kind of a one secret that we'll share here.
Ooh!
It's Heather's homemade pizza that we eat before the race time. Yeah,
shit comes
seriously?
With us everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We stay at the same place in Hayward, Lakeside Lodge or whatever.
Oh, Lakewoods.
And,
Lakeside Motel or something.
No, it's a motel.
Oh, it's not the Lakewoods.
No,
oh, okay.
No. We're local.
Nobody knows where this is?
No,
I haven't
downtown.
Even heard.
It's a double top secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I make some homemade pizza on Thursday nights, and then we pack it all up, and then you microwave that stuff because every motel has a microwave.
Microwave pizza is your secret to success for the nutrition before
Jeez.
The...
it's the homemade part, I like to think, not the microwave part. But, I mean, it's packed with all sorts of good stuff. So, like, there's
Leia sitting over there
kale.
Going, God, I wish I could cook. Her face, she's like, what?
I have to bring the waffle iron with us.
No, and then pre-race.
Are
I
we
think.
Getting the wrap it up sign?
Oh,
damn
sorry,
it.
We're
having
talking.
Too much fun in here.
Gomez is going to come. You guys can hang out and drink beers.
Gomez, you're not being very fun, Gomez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
you
that's
guys.
The pre-race meal.
We kind of thrive on routine, really. It's, you know, it's not exciting, but hey, when you find something that works, you got to stick
with
it.
You got to go with what works.
It's effective. I mean, look at you guys. So, yeah, congratulations on a great Berkey. Great season.
Thanks.
Six podiums, seven podiums. Did we even figure out how many podiums you guys had?
Baker dozen. Yeah.
Yep.
13
All
podiums.
Goals accomplished. That was, for me, anyways.
Cool.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Sorry we yacked your year off.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ScienceCycle.com.
All right. Wait, this is five minutes.
I said that shit's tubeless.
That's what I thought you said.
Just the confirmation.
My Anaconda don't want none
unless you got bones, huh? Yeah.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Yes, she does.
Let's not blow our stands all over the place.
You just pop your stands all over. I got stands in my face. And get to the microphone if you're going to talk about
file
love.
File this under everything I've learned from the internet.
Oh, yeah. I learned most of my love off the internet as well. And I learned a lot of things.
Hashtag science.
Hashtag science,
That's
yes.
why he's still on Tinder.
Uh-huh. All yeah, right. Fat bikers are
I
the most flexible.
I don't know what that is.
So we're drinking Gomez Raspberry, Gomez Jr. Raspberry Mead.
Yeah.
No, I hope we're not on.
Oh yeah, this has all been recorded.
Yeah, this is
what,
all
this
good
has
stuff.
All been
this
recorded?
Is our this is our 5 minute 5 minute discussion after God, we've
this is Spinner's brainchild, I would believe. Is any, is he
yeah, Spinner's
person?
Idea for 5 minutes of
might
drunk,
as well.
Drunken.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Well, listen, I've got 4 days of work left to go here and a pretty heavy workout schedule. So why don't you go ahead and
here,
pass
you
have
some
mead
too.
Of that mead.
I got 4 more days of showing up.
You're
to work.
You're done.
You're all right.
This is a mead that my son Alex made for me.
Thank you, Alex. It's delicious.
He's a pagan. There's goat blood in there.
I think it's raspberries and honey.
Yeah.
There's something in there because it did not take me much.
So what's
nothing does.
What's the first? What's the first subject on your drunkies list?
Leia's thong is our first subject. So I assume she was wearing one when she was dancing at the sawmill. I tried to stick dollars.
You know,
in
chicks
there.
With big asses need thongs, right? Because the undies.
Because no coverage. Because
no, because the undie is just going to wind up in your butt crack anyway.
Don't leave us dudes out.
So you got to just wear. You just got to go with it.
See,
you just
I
wear
like
something that's in your butt crack
coverage.
Anyway.
You like full coverage?
Full crack. You know,
do you wear boy shorts?
I mean, they're not tiny. I don't wear the thong stuff, man. I just like the full coverage to really hug the tongues. You know, I mean, really.
Hug the
some,
tongues?
Yeah. There's
there ain't
some
nothing big
there.
Enough to make it to the end of this
tugs. Any comment?
You know, I'm going to defer on this one. I'm going to pass. Can I pass? You know what? I pass.
You can pass, but you have to drink the mead.
Is that
I
a hard,
the question,
would you,
you
say
drink
that's
the mead.
A hard pass, Corey?
Hard pass.
That is a hard pass.
Can you
pass.
Phone a friend?
Or talk.
Can I use multiple choice?
Yeah. Multiple choice. You have to come up with the one. Options and then pick one.
Yeah.
He always goes with C or D.
C or D what?
That's just the option he always goes
That's
with.
What engineers
it's statistically
do. That's such
the most probable
thing.
Correct choice.
You yeah. know about that, Leah.
This is the best. This is what you want. This is what you'll pay for, and this is what you're going to get. Is that the C&D? Is that what we're talking about? Leah's looking hurt. Remember the last
I'm not
time you got drunk, Leah? Yeah, you don't remember yet. Yeah, so yeah, our bigger booty. So that's the second topic here. So we are full-figured people. Are you Viking?
I defer on that comment. I don't.
So you're not.
We choose. We refer
have,
the Packers.
We have little. Yeah, okay,
Packers.
What? Packers. Yeah. Oh, not Minnesota Viking. Just
I know that was a joke.
Okay.
So
that was an engineering joke.
Do you know?
Similar to a dad joke.
Today's
Friday. Oh boy.
Spinner and I are. We're built for a full capacity life. Mm-hmm. We're on the bigger side of things, and it's a good place to be. You know, we got some good muscle, we got some good lung capacity,
mm-hmm.
and we can make it work. But Leia and Corey are lean, mean fighting machines.
Right, but there's
know.
Not a lot of fighting, Leia. There's a lot of mouthiness.
Well, I don't know. I I don't know if I've ever seen anybody more competitive.
I've never seen a
than
more
Leia.
Compressed mouthiness and dirty look kind of person right now.
You're
just trying to feed it.
Oh, it's
working. It's not going to happen.
It is working. Oh, yeah. You're
I'm
cusp.
In a good place right now.
Are you? Yeah. We're in her safe zone. She works here. But, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're comparing booties. Your booty to my booty.
We just said that, you know, we're
there was a race where Leia said she'd like to curl up in my booty with a blanket.
Aw.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Remember we were going downhill at, what's the Viking race over in Mount Horeb?
Oh, Mount Horeb, yeah, because your ass was so big. I could just get up inside there and hide from the wind. It was
and
so
heavy
warm.
Dudes go downhill and little people can't like keep up because they don't have, you know, the gravity doesn't pull them down the hill.
Yeah, like, I understand there's like some sort of physics that go into it. Yeah. Like,
little people struggle, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's the only time I can go faster than Corey.
When you go downhill? Mm-hmm. Nothing
in a straight shot, because if there's anything that I have to turn or maneuver around, I'm probably going to fumble. But
yeah, that does happen.
Straight shot. Mm.
Well, so Sawmill Saloon stories. You guys didn't make it to the Sawmill Saloon. So you have the same amount of memory as Leia does.
Yeah, from what I gather.
The only difference is we were not there, actually.
Yeah, she like had a Bud Light, and she sniffed a Coors Light, and then all of a sudden blackout. Yeah.
That's not true.
Just like your time was under 2.5 hours.
Barely over 2.5 hours. We were still. We were both in the twos.
Time, actually,
we were both in 2 hours.
So here's where we're gonna go here.
Okay.
People want to know who won between the Ice King and the Viking, and here was the deal.
You're a king or a queen? What's your deal?
Was I a king or queen?
You're a queen.
Oh fuck! Give me another sip. All right.
This
is just
going to
get
better. This is turning out exactly as I had hoped.
Don't tune away.
You're welcome.
Don't tune away. Leia needs a...
The Ice Queen versus the big-ass Viking.
Cool.
All right, here was the deal. We're going to take our times, and he got to take a minute off for every beer he drank.
During the race.
Right. So
or before the race.
There's like a 24-hour period. However many beers he had.
Okay.
Oh, well, that means he won. My observations is that he can drink a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm counting five here.
But I did the math.
You don't have a time machine, Leia.
Like
you
a little engineer.
Me.
I broke out the math. My time was 2 hours and 5 minutes.
P.M.?
I didn't even think that he finished the race, so this wasn't like the time from when he started to stopped riding his bike.
You know what? I need to go get a beer while she's reading this because I'm out.
2:48. Dude would have needed 45 beers to tie me.
He's working on it, but that's a lot of beers.
I don't know. It might have been close, actually, now that I'm looking at that.
He's gonna drink one of those watermelon beers.
You're acting like that's out of my
range. He's getting desperate.
You're acting like it's out of my range, Leia.
So it was just a minute per beer?
A minute he got to take off
from
his time
midnight
per
the night
beer.
Before, which started at, yeah. I don't know if you guys know Phipps. Have you ever been to Phipps?
Mm-hmm. Phipps Landing.
Yeah. I've never been there, but I heard it's nice. But so that's when the drinking started. And then until the night, well, you know, I drank a lot while you were there, but you don't remember.
But the problem is you don't know the count either.
I was at least 12. Gomez was there.
I would say at least 12.
But that's on you. You would have had to keep track. Since
I think maybe we need to have like a drinking butler for you next year. That
we should
can count for you.
No, well, I was putting my cups I was stacking cups.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, I mean that's how you know.
It's a good method.
Yeah.
Yep. And
if the stack of cups ends up taller than you at the end of the night, you win.
And that's a lot of beers.
That was a lot of beers, but. I don't think that is that crazy to say that I drank enough minutes. So I would say that at least.
Hold me back, Gomez.
I'm with it.
I'm coming for him. Hold me back.
I think we should let our special guest decide, make a ruling.
Yeah, so, man. Who won this thing?
Well, that depends if you're working on the metrics.
Wait a second.
I got an engineer in my corner right here. Right over there.
And you got a lady
in
the other.
Difference.
Let's give...
Are you on my side?
And then
you're gonna pick
the booty team over here.
This puny little mouthy thing. Wait.
My good sir, I must race her in future. I am being thoughtful here. I would like to live to see another day.
Leia is too fast for friends. She's never your friend. She'll never
smile,
be on your side.
But I have no friends.
So let's just let each of you individually make your closing statements. First, we'll go ladies first, Leia.
Okay. First of all, I'm a little bust.
Yeah.
It's a good start to any argument.
So, I think you guys can just see the times. And maybe subtract the drinks that I had off his. And since he doesn't even know the amount.
Well, let's just get the amount straight here. Amount. So 248 and 205.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's written as 205, but I think you probably mean 305. No.
No, I was 205. You were 205. He was 2 hours and 48 minutes.
Yeah.
So he was.
So we got 43
minutes behind me. He needed 43 beers.
Yep.
Let's qualify this.
I just don't think that's possible. Who? You know how much do the math on the amount of liquid. So 12 ounces times 45 is what, Corey?
My bike was 20 pounds
heavier. Can he even fit that in his belly?
50.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is there any respect for
close to 500 fluid ounces here.
Is there any respect for a single speed?
He blows.
We're talking like four gallons of beer.
You needed to put that into the rules prior, Spinner. There is, this is not a retroactive rule.
I don't know.
It's not a retroactive
rule.
That's a very valid point.
That was your choice. I think what we're doing here is that we're switching from this is the race and this is time.
Dude, I could have rode a 40-pound Farley. And still beat you by 45 minutes.
False, motherfucker.
I mean, I would agree with that statement.
We're going to judges. Right. We're going to judges now, so there's style points.
All right, now it's time for Spinner's closing argument.
I wore horns and a tunic. And I remember all of the night.
Ooh, that's worth a few points in my book.
Yes.
This is a tough
one. I remember up to 7:30.
But can I ask you a question? Do you know how many beers you had? I mean,
that's the thing.
What's the case here, Spinner? Make your best case argument.
Best case for how many beers I had after the race,
in the 24 hours. Okay. How many beers did you have?
So he's had. I mean,
there's nine beers here for the hour and a half we've been on the show.
Yeah, and I was
thirsty after that race.
Yeah, and Fat Bike, it's a reason to celebrate. So, you got to up some ante there.
Uh-huh. I had a great time. I was looking forward to partying with my friends and kicking Leia's ass, so I was bragging about our day.
Well, and you still had to kick her ass, so you knew that you had to do some work with beer drinking.
I didn't know how she finished because there was nobody on the podium in second place.
Oh, man.
That's a powerful argument.
I was pretty stoked about being third place, and then, I had to wait.
Did you just hop up the
tube
because there was nobody there?
I considered it, but I play by the rules.
Would you accept 9 beers per hour and a half, 6 beers per hour? Divide that into 2 hours and 48 minutes. That's basically...
Does that equal 43
beers? That's so far over my head.
That's 17 beers.
I defer to Corey on this one.
Sorry, I couldn't hear Gomez there.
I'm pretty sure the math says he only did 17 beers.
17 beers after the race.
17 beers, and then that was during the race, so then... You said you had 12 cups stacked up at the sawmill. 17 and 12 is?
Yeah, but it's still, I was able to drink between the end of the Berkey and the sawmill.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there was beer at the finish of the race.
He's probably at 39. It's pretty close.
Yeah, we're going to, I would say call it a tie.
I'd say it's a 2.5 minute differential in my lead.
I would maybe.
Share the podium.
Share the podium.
So close.
Share that blank podium spot.
You were close.
You were
you
so close.
You just mosey
close,
on
Spitter.
Up to that second place spot.
Mm-hmm. On the women's podium. I can hop up there in my Viking tunic.
I mean, I was disappointed, but then the benefit was is I got to get back up on that pony for a second photo.
Okay, can I just clear
I'm
the air
you.
With
I
this?
Am thanking you.
Can you tell us what you were doing?
Thank you so much.
The podium gate.
Man, it frustrates me so bad when people don't show up to the podium. It bugs me. Because
me too?
It, People work so hard. They train.
They bust their ass.
You just stick around for the 2 hours for the podium
and accept from my your office award hang up next to
that
the
everybody
giant
else wishes they had. So that's an important thing to me because I've been on a lot of podiums that are missing chicks because they just up and vamped. So sure enough, I go back to the van to change, and I'm trying to run back to the podium, and I can't run, man. Like, I got no legs. I'm like, hobbling back to the podium. I didn't make it. And I felt so bad about that because
that's it was an early
that,
podium.
That
I will
really
say that.
Upsets
it was
me.
Pretty quick.
It was like 11 o'clock or whatever.
So I
was like 15 minutes after I finished.
I went to the guys, and they were like, yeah, if you can find the girls, we want to do the podium again because they didn't have the sweatshirts that they wanted us to be in. So I hunted Heather and
Jill
down, and we did get a good podium shot.
Right, so and for that, I thank you. Because
I try to make good on it because that's the worst. Empty, and in a race like that, I mean, it's a big deal. And to have the first. And
you gave me the opportunity to get up there twice, Leah. So
boom.
I thank you.
Yeah,
I thank
we got to show
you.
Up
because I don't know if
awards.
I'm ever going to get that chance again, man.
Oh, no, you're just beginning.
Maybe two spots up next year.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Leah's still going to be in number two.
Are we gonna clearly crown
so
one of you two?
So if you're ever on a freaking podium, people, you better show up or I'm coming
I
for you.
I think this is going to come down to a dwarf cycle death race. So we need to explain to Leah what Gnome Fest is, and we need to have a dwarf cycle death
is
race.
Is that a silent G with a gnome?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But Gnome Fest is probably dead. It looks like that battle.
As long as we're talking in public. As long as we're talking in public, Gnome Fest is dead.
Gnome Fest is
you mean
almost
Gnome?
Dead.
Gnome Fest. No, we'll have a thing. We'll have a thing.
So
maybe we'll
Corey and Heather, can you make a ruling, a final ruling?
I live in your town.
I got to go by the numbers here. It seems like Leia's the winner.
Woo!
To me. That's my Wait. Vote.
Heather, she's not your friend. She's never been here. She'll never be your friend.
Yeah, the thing is.
43
thing
beers.
Is.
You know, I know we're talking about a gifted individual
the
here,
math
but
doesn't
I just
fit,
don't
man.
Think that happened.
I think
gifted on both sides, really. I mean, Leia, outstanding. Spinner, ridiculously
wow,
talented.
Drink.
Unless you can show me a scar from a liver transplant.
Not yet. This fucker's still kicking.
He can
I don't know
show
how.
You a scar on his arm for trying to do a road ride.
While we're
like
training.
A dummy.
Yeah,
remember that trail you engineered and it broke my arm on Saturday night at 2 in the morning? I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
Was it curved
You're not getting
sharp
any sympathy points for that.
Was it poorly engineered, that trail?
It was probably poorly engineered for fat bikes at 2 in the morning. Yeah. I don't
well,
know.
Well, you got to ride a wheelie the whole way. That's
is that
way
what
it was,
you had in mind when
yeah,
you designed
that? Yeah, that's why I designed it that way.
As a senior... At UW-Platteville?
Senior UW-Platteville. Made a trail from Platteville to Belmont, and it is hard to ride when you're hammered from Belmont back to Platteville at 2 in the morning, and I have a big owie.
The
so,
problem is...
Was that factored into your decision?
Well, I'll tell you what was. In Belmont, there's a truck stop.
Yes, there is.
And they serve a special breakfast at the truck stop, if
they
I
sure
remember
do.
Correctly.
Yes, they do.
And it's called the Trucker Special, that breakfast. And if you do not eat the entire Trucker Special, you're not going to make it back to Platteville alive. That's,
right. I should have stayed. I should not have tried to go
some
home.
Some gnome voodoo, man. So
it probably was
if,
it.
If you did not eat your Trucker Special, I can't help you.
Yeah, there should be a disclaimer posted at the beginning of the trail. If you didn't have 14 pancakes, 12 links of sausage, 4 pounds of bacon, and a stick of butter.
Well, that disclaimer is not on the bike path. It's in the wall of the urinal.
at the truck stop. Now you say that. Yes, it is.
Is it signed by one Pete Mother? Nichols?
Yeah, what was your nickname? Pete Mother? What?
No, that's a good buddy of Corey's who... He was the best man in our wedding, and he did, in fact, complete the Trucker Special.
As a runner, what you guys
he
don't
was not
eat.
A runner.
He was not a runner?
Pete was He's not just, a runner. No. He is just a man with a
I
voracious
made a bet with
appetite.
Pete that said he couldn't eat a whole Trucker Special.
Did he have a big old booty?
No.
Then he's boring.
Did he does have your
did
hair
have a
color,
Viking
though.
Booty?
Yeah?
He does have your hair color and your skin tone.
He's blonde and white as fuck.
I didn't say that. Those are your words.
All right.
Can you see him in the dark?
So my vote here is, you know, as much as I have a decently high emotional IQ, at the end of the day, I really have to go back down to the... It's the logic and the objective facts here. I can't be subjective as
you
much as I want to be.
You got
no,
me
she didn't
girl.
Announce yet. She didn't announce yet,
and,
cocky motherfucker.
You know, the other part there is that it's the year of the woman. Leia is a woman.
I'm not giving up until you say it. I'm not giving up until
you know,
say
in
it.
Your corner, Spinner, you know, we're thicker yeah, individuals.
We're thick people.
We're
thick
but not a booty that don't quit.
Nonetheless,
it gives up. Your booty gives up at 9:30.
I ain't like those other stick chicks that race cycles.
Your
okay.
booty gives up at 9:30 p.m.
She lit in the middle, but she got much back.
Thank you.
And nonetheless, I'm sorry, Spinner. I'm sorry. The numbers just don't lie. And...
There's always
and
next
when
year.
You're riding the bike that can win undefeated for two whole years, there's just something to be said for that.
It was
you know,
close,
Leia.
I'm going to say this was close. It's closer than I thought.
I had you.
I had you by 7 minutes,
which is admirable.
Which is still an ass kicking.
I was like, let's do it next year and let's trade bikes.
That's a good idea.
No, I think we should do a summer one.
A summer one where you can ride my bike and try it.
Summer fat berkey.
Yeah.
There's no way on any bike that you're ever coming back from 45 minutes.
Are you shitting me?
No,
dude,
I bet
you
this
could
man,
put me on
this...
a fucking tricycle.
I can.
Okay.
No,
I can
close
the gap.
Wait, you got it. This man, I bet you can haul. I bet you can haul on a road bike.
You seen these He's thighs? Gonna...
This is
power.
Boom. You can crack some nuts with those.
So many things I want to do.
There's a lot of power right there.
A chihuahua.
But yeah, no, we can do it.
So is it oar to shore? Or should we just let you
I'll be at oar to shore.
I'm going to have to turn it
scared.
Up. When is it?
August sometime.
And
oh, and here's the thing. It's a net descent.
Oh, net descent?
Yeah. Oh. So you got weight on your side.
Yeah, but you got skills on your side,
Is
bro.
There any single speed specific races that we can, or like
I
a clunker race?
I think there's
race?
A single speed division in that.
There is.
There
right?
is.
I won it a few years
and
ago.
And a fat bike division.
Yep.
Will you come to my side and do a single speed?
No. I'm in it for the money.
Oh. How much?
Girl knows where her, no, she knows where her value
is. How much money? How much money do you want?
It's not, no, I want a podium.
I will pay you to fucking race my... race
cold hard cash
Well that about wraps that
so our
up.
Drunken
you
5 minutes
were...
turned into a drunken hour and a half.
That's the way it goes.
It's okay, everybody tuned out right. A half an hour ago.
Yeah,
God, it was like Fox News in there for a while. You guys were yelling.
Yeah, you're taking a break.
Hey, let me just say our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bike Life Ripping Society and the smooth, delicious flavor of rum chata. Learn more at rumchata.com, brothers and sisters.
Maybe the rum chata.
Go to
Thank you, Gomez, for
com.
The watermelon Dorado.
Fuck, we're drinking.
Some sort of wine.
Yeah.
It's like butter.
It's like velvet.
Like
smooth. Butter, it's like butter at like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Check us out on Instagram at fat-bike.com.
And our cat would be all
That's
over.
My line.
Well, say it then.
That's Liz's line.
And don't
Check
say
us
dash.
Out on Instagram at fat-bike.com.
Tell this is
bitches.
Sweet dreams, bitches.
This is bitches. Why we're not going to invest in any more headphones. We're just going to buy a breathalyzer for the show.
We're biking them.
Leia's gonna fail.
I was fine until you guys showed up.
Sorry. I'm hungry, still quest via the fat, but I'll be glad to move you to Scandinavia.